Okay, without telling the restaurant it's your birthday, how do you get free stuff? Okay. Here's a tip on getting free snacks at hotels.
Oh.
So you check into a hotel and you walk in and there's like a tray of goodies for you for free.
Wow.
How do you do that? Well, of course, learned it on TikTok.
Every time I'm traveling, my mom calls the hotel to do something special for me, even if it's not a special occasion. I'm in Vancouver right now, traveling for work, and my mom called the hotel and had them put together a little gift basket. Just checked into my hotel, and not only did I get free snacks, but they also wrote me a little card. You or your mom isn't calling the hotel every single time you travel. You're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
What? They can just do that?
It says call the hotel, and you just say, you know, hey, my daughter's checking in, my son's checking in. I just want to make it a little more special. Is there anything you can do? And most of the time, according to this TikTok hack, they'll do like something.
Interesting.
For free. Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yep. So there you go.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty sweet.
Tight, wide, tied. You got to have...
I know.
When you're traveling again.
Mama Guttner. Yep. Give a call.
You should call and act like your dad. Be like, yeah, my son Todd is going to be there staying with you guys.
That's what your father does, Kelly.
Yeah.
He impersonates everybody.
He does impersonate.
Right. Yeah, we learned that. Yeah. I'm a very sick 10-year-old. Can you send me an autograph?
Stop.
Mr. Brady.
Stop it.
Tom Brady.
Oh,
wow.
My God.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't actually do that.
No.
Just half of it.
Yeah.
Not the sick part.
He
does impersonate children. Right. Yeah, right.
Oh, my God.
Which half would be less offensive to you?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Choose your own adventure.
But that's good to know, though. Yeah, they say. So that's it. So there you go. Look, Todd, let me hear you pretend to be your own dad and call and say you want to make something special.
It's not that hard. I'm just going to talk how I do right now.
Right.
Because I am my dad all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Just ask my children.
Yep. Well, and also, they don't know what you sound like. So
true.
You don't have to make a voice.
Hi, this is Kelly's mom. I don't know what happened to my voice right there. It's a little tired.
It's like,
she was
wow.
at a concert last night.
Yeah, my voice is a little tired.
She's a chain-smoking 12-year-old.
Let me just put these Mobby Reds down. So she's showing up.
Yeah. All of a sudden, your voice. Ma'am, your voice just changed. Did you just hand the phone to someone else?
No.
Yeah, so they say that's all you have to do. And there you go.
That's a good hack.
There you go. Yeah.
Who's in a hotel next? They got to try it.
It's either you or Blake. This weekend, yeah.
You are this weekend?
Wait, this weekend?
Oh, yeah. God. Yeah. Where?
Providence?
What?
Providence, yeah, but it's not even for a cheer comp. This is just for fun.
This is
actually a fun trip, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, actually, the cheer trips are fun, but it's not with the intent of fun.
Got it.
They end up.
So you guys, it's just the two of you going to Providence?
Yes.
I
got a call.
Oh. Let's call him right now.
Yeah.
Should
we?
Yeah.
Kelly.
Okay.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Should we do that?
Yeah, and say, hey, and you be you.
And me be me?
You be you and say your son.
Our son, we're a throuple. How about we're a throuple?
Oh my God, all three
and
of us can
son,
be on.
Blake is going to show up at the hotel with his boyfriend. No, with his husband.
With his husband.
I'd like it to be a very special evening.
Yeah.
Is that a good dad voice?
Yeah, that's a good dad voice.
Dad in a throuple voice?
Yeah. Yeah. Now, this is the vibe we want. Yeah, let's do it. And say, what could you do something a little special for them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And strangely enough, it's only two of them. They haven't
found a third yet.
They're looking.
That's what they're looking.
What do you look like?
That's why they're coming into town.
Just in case, maybe you should have enough champagne.
How much is in your bank account?
Yeah.
Are you thruple worthy?
Yeah.
What's in your bank account?
What? How did this turn into a Samuel L. Jackson commercial?
What's in your wallet?
What's in your wallet? Any of the three of you. Do you share one wallet, by the way?
Any of the three.
Yeah.
All are welcome.
Boy, imagine going out to dinner with a thruple. Then the check comes
and
you're like, wait a minute, we can't just split this even.
I would just be like, not it.
Want to play credit card roulette?
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's actually how we started this relationship.
Yep.